USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is reportedly hurt after at least 10 gunshots were fired at George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. It happened today on the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Minneapolis police saying a vehicle raced out of the area. The area is still considered an autonomous zone, so police were not able to respond as quickly. The victim's injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a trip to Europe next month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defending the decision of Biden sitting down with Putin.
This is how diplomacy works. We don't work together. We don't meet with people only when we agree. It's actually important to meet with leaders when we have a range of disagreements. We don't regard the meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests.
USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.